Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg up to 32, Pretoria will reach a high of 33 degrees today, Polokwane up to 24.
A stationary vehicle in Vulture Freedom Park on the N1 northbound near 14th Avenue, that's causing slow traffic.
In your sport, the Soweto Giants in the spotlight for vastly different reasons, with Pirates celebrating a club record and Kaizer Chiefs apologising for the unsavoury scenes during their Carling Knockout Cup defeat.
We start in Limpopo, where the Lebombo border post with Mozambique has been temporarily closed.
The Commissioner of the Border Management Authority, Dr. Michael Masiapato, has received reports of vehicles being torched on the Mozambican side of the Lebombo port of entry.
These protests erupted last month after final election results declared Frelimo the winner in the Mozambican elections. The Border Management Authority's Meme Mkhotsi says even 7 Mozambican police officers have since sought shelter at the border post. The Lebombo border post will remain closed until further notice. More at jackaranda.fm.com. Click on news. To Cape Town, where Britain's Prince William announced financial support and training for African Rangers. The 5-year Ranger Welfare and Standards Initiative is set to provide 10,000 Rangers with affordable insurance cover. In his speech, he said the illegal wildlife trade is putting countless species at risk around the world.
The growth of these criminal networks fosters environments where violence against law enforcement and conservationists becomes commonplace. The ripple effects are profound for us all.
The centrepiece of William's visit to Cape Town is the annual Earthshot Prize that will be announced tonight. To the story that's grabbed the whole world's attention, the American election. The world's largest economy went to the polls through the night, and Nevada is the last state where the counting process still has to start. Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris and Republican former President Donald Trump are battling it out for the White House. The candidate to first reach the magic number of 270 Electoral College votes wins. Trump is ahead and has so far bagged 230 of these votes, with Harris on 205. Marius van der Walt brings us up to speed.
Too close to call, but waking up this morning, you would rather be in Team Trump's shoes than Team Kamala. The race for the White House is on a knife's edge, with the first big news of the morning being Trump's win in North Carolina, the first crucial swing state of the election. So far, Harris and Trump have secured states they're expected to win. The final results will come down to 7 swing states, most of which are too early to call. But Trump is leading in Georgia, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, and the mood in his camp has been described as optimistic. Marius van der Walt, Jacaranda FM News.
And if it feels as if the world is on its head, it's not just you. It is true. Snow in November in South Africa is not normal.
The last snow that we had in November, our records in the climate section shows that it was 1969.
That's 85 years ago. SA Weather Service forecaster Lekhlohonolo Tobela reacted to the heavy snow experienced over the high-lying areas of the Eastern Cape, where it was a winter wonderland this week.
Ah, nothing surprises me anymore.
That's true.
Snow November.
Thank you.
US elections.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing you can tell me.
So wat my colour dry coffee was vanoggend, ek wil ook van dit.
It's like she's about to tell us load shedding is back.
I guess this
honestly wouldn't be surprised.
No,
you know, healthy cup of coffee with a dash of
muesli
of honey. No, I was going to say schedule 6.
Yeah. 7.
But okay, let's go with that.
Should we go with syrup?
So anyway, otherwise how are you?
Otherwise I'm
good. Lovely, excellent.
Bum bum bum. So okay, yes. We're now going to call it. So we're waiting. So there are still